When the new moon is sighted for the month of Ramadan, a Muslim who has reached the age of taklif should make an intention to fast the whole month for the sake of Allah's pleasure, qurbatan illallah. Without such an intention, no fast can be considered valid. For example, if a person is fasting in Ramadan to diet or to lose weight only, then their fast is invalid. So what breaks a fast? A fast is broken if someone does any of the following intentionally between the time of Fajr to the time of Maghrib. Eating and drinking. If a person eats or drinks intentionally, their fast is void. Question: what about brushing your teeth? Yes, you can brush your teeth when you are fasting as long as you don't swallow the toothpaste or the water. Also, swallowing your saliva does not invalidate the fast. Swallowing thick dust. This does not include normal dust in the air, but it is really thick and heavy. Like, for example, smoke from an exhaust of a truck, and it reaches the throat. Then it breaks the fast if swallowed intentionally. Vomiting intentionally, like putting one's fingers down the throat, breaks a fast. However, if one is ill and throws up, it does not break their fast. Lying about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ma'asumeen alayhum assalam. During a fast, if a person lies about them intentionally, then besides the sin they commit, their fast is also void. Lying could be quoting a forged narration that is attributed to a ma'asum or misinterpreting any verse of the Holy Quran. If there is something about which we are not sure whether it is true or not, we should either not narrate it, or if we do, we should quote the source. Immersing the head under water. If a person dives into the water, or even just immerses his or her head into the water intentionally, their fast is void. Some have said it is makruh, and as a measure of precaution should be avoided. Taking a shower does not break a fast. Intimacy and masturbation will also make the fast void. Liquid enema used for relief from constipation, relief from gas and bloating and etc. will invalidate the fast. Remaining in a state of janaba or haid. If a person enters a state of janaba during the night, they must make sure to perform ghusl before fajr. If they fail to do so intentionally, their fast is void. Similar to when a woman is in haid and menstruation. If we miss a wajib fast for any reason, there could be three outcomes. When we have to compensate a missed fast, it is called qada. Here are some cases where qada fast has to be done. If a person breaks their wajib fast due to illness and then recovers his or her health, or if a person misses a wajib fast because of traveling. We will talk more about traveling rules in future lessons. So for example, if you missed one day due to illness or traveling, then you redo one day as qada. When we have to pay a compensation of 750 grams of food like rice, barley and bread in exchange for each fast missed, it is called fidya. Cases for which fidya is required. If a person is ill or has a permanent health condition and does not expect to be ever to be able to fast in Ramadan for the rest of their lives or for a long time, then for each fast they must pay the 750 grams of food per fast to the poor and they do not have to worry about the qada. Also, if a person has owing fasts for Ramadan and intentionally delays them until the next Ramadan, they must give fidya for each fast owing and also redo the fast owing. When we have to either fast for 60 days or feed 60 poor people or free a slave as a penalty, it is called kafara. Cases for which kafara is required. Kafara is when a person intentionally does not fast in Ramadan and breaks the fast for no justified reason. Then they must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for the sin committed and compensate for the missed fast as qada, and either feed 60 poor people or fast for 60 days or free a slave for each fast that was broken intentionally. In many cases, a person may have to do more than one of the above. According to some scholars, if you deliberately break your fast on haram, for example, haram food or haram drink, and etc., your kafara will be all three of feeding 60 poor people, fasting for 60 days, and freeing of a slave. One should always refer back to the marja for more details.